7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way, oh, when them think and thing goes another way, oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place.
Sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community, Rastafari movement. For freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace, truth, and justice, and righteousness through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is the recording date of Sunday, November the 3rd, 2013. So the lesson we are to learn in the word ground here is feminine, Adama. The root is a verb, Adam, which means red and ruddy. The human family bleeds red when the oxygen hits the blood, which was either green or blue, if I understand the science correctly. So we see science here. But the word Adama, which is ground, is feminine. So we see that Mother Earth is sacred. Mother Earth is righteous. And we should treat Mother Earth like the indigenous people. The indigenous people saw Mother Earth as being full of the life and the power of the Most High. All of the earth is sacred and righteous. No such thing as this sacred and that not sacred on the planet Earth. No, the whole universe is righteous and sacred. So with all of this understanding, Moses is now beginning to go deeper into the knowledge of Africa. And the Most High says in verse 6, teaching Moshe, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now, Moshe is dealing with this bush. But Moshe understands that every facet of the universe is sacred. Now, Yahweh is speaking, and Yahweh is saying, that I am the Elohim. When it says I am God, the word God is uppercase G, lowercase O-D. 430 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Elohim, okay? I am the Elohim of thy father. Who is speaking? Yahweh, Yahuwah. The Most High Father and the Most High Mother, the living one, existing one, masculine and feminine, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Yahuwah, is speaking, saying, I am the Elohim. I am the gods and the goddesses. I am the Elohim of Abraham. I am the gods and goddesses of Abraham. I am the Elohim of Isaac. I am the gods and goddesses of Isaac. I am the Elohim of Jacob, meaning I am the gods and the goddesses of Jacob. When you understand Africa, understand the African narrative concerning creation, understand that the Most High at one time was called Ptah. Ptah had 8 children, 4 gods, 4 goddesses. These 4 gods and 4 goddesses are associated with the 4 base elements of creation: earth, air, fire, and water. These 4 gods and 4 goddesses are the Elohim right here. And the angelic beings, spirit energy, soul energies, when you research the definitions of their names, you see that their names often are attached to some facet of an element of the universe. Raphael is one of the masculine angels, and you hear Ra because that angel is attached to the element of fire. And so the Elohim, Yahweh is saying, I am the spirit energy, soul energy, called Elohim, gods and goddesses. I am. This is science. This is quantum physics and quantum mechanics. The reality that the Most High lives in every particle and every facet of the universe. And so the base elements, earth, air, fire, and water, exhibit the power of the Most High. Moshe is looking at fire, and fire is speaking. The Most High is speaking through the element of fire and is telling Moshe, I am the gods and the goddesses of Abraham. Abraham means the exalted one, Abram. Abraham, the father of the multitudes. So have the spirit of a father, seeing that your children are oppressed. Get in tune with the Elohim, the elements of the universe, the gods and the goddesses. Know that those attributes are within you and us and ourselves. Get in tune with that power within ourselves. Yahweh Yahuwah is you. Yahweh Yahuwah is me. Yahweh Yahuwah is us. And then I am the Elohim, gods and goddesses of Isaac. Isaac means laughter. The condition of happiness and playfulness and laughter that we will experience when we destroy this system of death, hell, and destruction. And then I'm the gods and the goddesses of Jacob. Jacob means the supplanter, the one that grabs at the heel and overthrows. And we are to grab at the heel of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families and overthrow their wicked, no good, rotten system by listening to the earth, air, fire, and water, and those elements associated, and those spirit energies, soul energies associated with earth, air, fire, and water, sacred masculine and sacred feminine. And then you go on in this chapter, and we see that the Most High has seen the affliction of the people because of the taskmasters, the slave masters, and are now crying out. And the word cry is sa'aka, and the people are crying out because of their distress, crying out because of their oppression, crying out because of their affliction and poverty. The word affliction, is it affliction here, sisters and brothers? What word am I looking up here? It is, yeah, affliction. Affliction is oni. 6040. Affliction, poverty, misery, poverty. Do we have compassion on our sisters and brothers? And this is masculine. So we see that the masculine is being misused and abused and desecrated, creating this condition of poverty and misery. Do we see our sisters and brothers of the planet Earth and see our plight and their plight? Do we look with compassion at them and hear their cry because of austerity measures? Republican and Democrats agreeing to squeeze the poor, squeeze the working class, squeeze the middle class, squeeze the underclass, using circumstances to facilitate such wickedness. So do we have the spirit and power of Yahweh within us, which is existing and living for all? Verse 8 talks about how the Most High is coming down to deliver the people. Well, how is the Most High coming down to deliver the people? The word deliver is natsal, snatch away, deliver, rescue, save, strip, plunder. We're going to strip the system, plunder the system, take the oppressed out of the hands of the oppressor. Deliver, tear away the poor working class and the masses from the grips and tentacles of this wicked system, thereby facilitating our salvation and facilitating our deliverance. Then the Most High starts talking about how the Most High is going to give a land to the people, flowing with milk and honey and milk and cheese and abundant land and milk. And then you have honey here, having to do with honey, that which comes from the bee and the honeycomb. And I'm reminded in the Masonic order how the bee is seen as industrious, working night and day to produce honey in abundance. So the Most High is going to bless the people with land. The land occupied by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, left behind by the Hyksos. So we're now going to uproot this whole system of oppression. That's what the African Hebrew Israelite nation were to do. So the Most High is talking to Moshe about this whole condition of oppression and how Moses is going to go before the Hyksos Pharaoh and speak on behalf of the people. And Moshe begins to doubt himself and says, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? And the Most High begins to give comfort to Moshe and say, I will be with thee. I will be with thee, and I have sent thee to the people. And the people, it says in verse 12, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. So the Most High is prophesying to Moshe, giving comfort, saying, look, it's going to be in the future that you will bring the people forth out of slavery. And the word bring forth is yatsa, to go out, come out, go forward, to lead out. And so we are talking to the Moshe within us, because we know that we have been told that we are nothing. And we know that we have been disconnected from the knowledge of ourselves. We know that we have been disconnected from the universe and disconnected from the power of the Most High within the universe, disconnected from our healing power, disconnected from understanding that we are the seed of the Most High. I'm leading us into another part of this teaching. So the Most High, life, existing one, Father and Mother, Yahweh, is giving comfort, saying you are going to lead the people out of bondage. And one day you're going to lead the people into worship, into service. The word serve is work and serve and labor. Work, serve, and labor for who? It's compared to Levitical service. So this causes me to remember that Levi means joined to, and to be joined on to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Deuteronomy 26 and 12. Tithe your life. Tithe your wisdom. Tithe your income. Tithe your money. Tithe your lips from your mouth. Rise up. Defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Serve God. The word God here is Elohim. Gods and goddesses upon this mountain. The mountains are seen as representing the power of the Most High. And this word mountain is Har. 2022 is masculine. It's like the male phallus. This mountain is like the male phallus and represents the power of the Most High in the masculine. See how we go from feminine to masculine to describe the characteristics and attributes of the Most High? And so Moses says, who shall I say sent me? And Elohim, the gods and the goddesses talking now, on behalf of the Most High says, say, I am that I am sent you. And the word I am that I am is Hayah, which is the root of Yehovah, Yahweh, Yahuwah. 1961, Hayah means to be, become, come to pass, exist, happen. We're into science. African science teaches us that the first law of science is cause and effect. This universe, teeming with life, has come into what? Hayah, come into being, come into existence. So the Most High Yahweh, Yahuwah, operating through the action verb Hayah, brings into existence and being, causes to happen and fall out. See, the word fall out causes me to think of the birthing process and how when the woman turns her uterus and vaginal tract down to the earth, the child falls out of the womb following the law of science and has come into being in the physical realm, already growing to life in the womb. And so we're talking, I am that I am, that power that brings into life, that is the causative factor causing life and being and existing. So this is who we are working on behalf of. This is who we are worshiping. We are worshiping the power, characteristics, attributes of existing and living. This is Yahweh, Yahuwah. Who can argue with this science? This is science. And say, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, that I am hath sent me unto you. The power of being, the power of existing, the cause of all life and existing. And you shall say to the fathers of Israel that I have sent you It says in verse 15, and God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, in short, has sent me to you. And Lord God here is Yahweh is Lord, 3068, Yehovah or Yahweh or Yahweh, Yahweh, however you want to pronounce that and use that. That's the existing one. That power that has brought all into existence, causing our being. Existing in life has given birth to existing and life. Who can argue with that sentence, with that science? Lord God, and the word God here is Elohim, gods and goddesses. So we're back to understanding the four gods and the four goddesses who are attached to the four base elements, earth, air, fire, and water. So we're studying science and molecular science. And so Moses is being schooled by the Most High and being taught this truth and taught this power and taught the very science of Africa to understand the Most High on a molecular level. Now, when we get to verse 21 and 22, it talks about how when the African Hebrew Israelite nation move out of slavery, the European Hyksos, slave master, will give them jewels and raiment or clothing and jewels. Let me see. Verse 22. Jewels and silver. The word jewels, utensils. All manner of utensils that will facilitate the ability to hunt or go to war. Music, labor, oxen. This is so interesting. Boats, all manner of that which one would need to create and build a nation, a civilization. The word silver having to do with money and metal and ornaments and color. Talents, shekels. So you look and then gold is that precious metal. Okay, so here's what you're looking at. You're looking at what we would call today reparations. Sisters and brothers, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, various leaders, Minister Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, they talked to us about reparations. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that these who were our task masters and slave masters should create an environment and give us four or five states that we may go and create a nation of justice and righteousness. And when you, if they were to do that, give us all that we would need to create a new civilization, a new nation. That means oxen, that means farming tools, that means all manner of tools for every facet of civilization, all the way down to art and music and all that one would need. That's what this scripture is saying. So the scripture is talking reparations. The scripture is saying that we who were enslaved deserve reparations. And so we say this for the whole of the human family. That when we get up and stand up and rise up, we will take this whole earth and we will give reparations to ourselves. And we will have everything that we need as a human family. to facilitate and create the new civilization of truth, justice, and righteousness, and we will have all that we need in this kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven, because we will have control over the whole of the earth. Now, in chapter 4, verses 11 through 17, we see that Moses begins to put up resistance, talking about verses 10 through 17 in chapter 4, talking about, you know, Most High, you can't send me, you can't use me, I'm not eloquent. Eloquent means able to speak, able to do business and occupation and do acts and matters and speak and put words together. He says further, in trying to resist the call of the Most High, that I am slow of speech, and slow is heavy, difficult, burdensome. So the scholars say that Moses may have been one who stuttered. I'm trying to see if eloquent and speech is the same. Slow of speech and slow of tongue. And speech here is mouth. Okay, the organ of the mouth. So, and the word tongue is literally your tongue. So the scholars say that when he says he's slow of speech, slow of tongue, that this is one who stutters. And so the Most High says, look, man, I made you. If you were blind, deaf, or dumb, you're still a part of my creation. Don't worry about that. I have equipped you and empowered you. And so you and me and us who think that we are insufficient and that we can't do the will of the Most High, the Most High says, look, don't worry about all that. I have equipped you. I have empowered you. I have strengthened you. And we know later that Aaron is given to Moshe Moses to go ahead and be the spokesperson on behalf of Moshe. And so here's what we are saying, sisters and brothers. We think maybe we are deficient, don't have the power, don't have the skills, but we know that the Most High is telling us to get up and stand up and work on behalf of the people and free the human family. So you may be deficient in one area, but I may be your Aaron. I may be deficient in a particular area, you may be my Aaron. We are the Aarons of each other. Aaron or Aharon means the bringer of light. I'm paraphrasing that definition. The light bringer, bringer of light, the one who bears light. So you have light to alleviate my deficiency. I have light to alleviate your deficiency. And then we together, as Moses and Aaron, the human family, the poor working class masses, Moses and Aaron together rising up, helping each other, equipping each other, alleviating our deficiencies, we go ahead and bring this mission right down to where it should be and follow Mama Universe, Daddy Universe, and bring the human family to truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. Let's take this break and we'll come back again. See you on the other side of the break.